Legislative coverage online is made possible by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're blessed today to have Reverend J.P. Mosley, Jr. of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerium, leading us in prayer today and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Chase Conrad from the great city of Rapid City.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for the opportunity to meet. We do pray that you be with each senator here as they go about their business today, that it may be in decent order, that they may enjoy the long weekend, and your grace. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donald, Curd, Ewing, Frericks, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Amdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so adopted. Thank you, and welcome to South Dakota Senate, especially young people that are here today, and also those who are watching on live stream and over the internet. We have a short day today, but specifically want to thank and recognize on behalf of Senator Van Gerpen, as well as Senator Sutton, we have the Dakota Christian Seniors class, and Ms. Hoekstra, is that correct? Is that excellent. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you, young people, for being in the Senate. It's great to have you here. That's the only introduction I have, but I bet a personal privilege goes to, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Kirkaby. Do you have an announcement?
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess evidently I do.
He's quick.
I think I do. Well, I'm not pregnant. That's probably the good announcement. Yesterday was an incredible, humbling opportunity for everybody here at 500 East Capitol and in supporting kids voting of South Dakota. Not only was the result of the game certainly was predestined. I mean, we knew that was going to happen there, but it's pretty amazing. Last year, this body, along with their counterparts in the House, did in fact set a record. Over $12,000 was donated last year towards the Liberty ball game, of which naturally, again, the Senate was victorious in that. But this year, between this chamber, the House chamber, the lobbyist group, lots of volunteers, lots of things came to play into it. But over $14,000 was raised on behalf of kids voting. And regardless of who won the game, which we are very appreciative, someday we'll find our trophy. Naturally, the Senate did win, but the real victors on that was the thousands of children that will receive the benefit and the opportunity to participate in civic education through kids voting. And it's just humbling that we're able to participate in that. With that, Mr. President, thank you for that plug.
For Senator Kirkaby, Senator Hunhoff, Senator Peters, as our leaders in that effort, like I said, there's winning and losing. Winning's a lot better. Way to go. Congratulations. I want to thank Senator Curd for his orthopedic surgeon skills keeping us all together last night, too. Senator Curd. Okay, Senator Peters.
Thank you. I just wanted to also do a personal privilege, Mr. President.
Granted.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the members of this body for their fantastic participation, not only with the financial resources, which did allow us a nice and easy lead at the beginning of the first, after the first quarter, it was 44-1. So we do appreciate that ability in order to put that kind of score on the scoreboard. But aside from the financial contributions that we did receive, not only from everybody here in this room, but also from our friends in the out in the hallways, we had 16 members of this body actually on the court at any given time last night, and that is member for member matched to the House, and they're double our size. So I want to say thank you for the 16 members that actually took your lives into your own hands and played basketball for us last night. And we appreciate those talents as well, because those of us who, my strengths are in the finances and I don't dare get on the basketball court. I want to thank those of you that actually took the time and the bodily injury opportunities and or disadvantages, I guess. But anyway, I want to thank you all for playing for us. So we couldn't do it without you. So thank you.
Senator Hunoff.
Oh, go team, go. You are absolutely fabulous. But you know, we need to thank the Pages, because it was their cheering that got everything fired up, got the rest of the team out there. So let's hear it for the Pages. And then we need to take our interns, and I apologize, not everybody got to play a long time, but you all got to play, and you all made some scores, and that was very important, so we want to say thank you to you folks. And those of you that played, very much well appreciated, and I think we had the oldest player on the team, and he played about 4 minutes, and I think we need to recognize Senator Bradford. We're going to have our little celebration on Monday. We're still looking for the trophy, so hopefully we will find it. And again, I want to say thank you to all of you and echo the sentiments of my colleagues. This is absolutely fantastic. And I think there was one more thing. Senator Kirkby, didn't the Senate raise more money than the House? Yes. The Senate raised more money, and I was reminded there's double of them as there are to us, so that's even more outstanding. Thanks again for your donations.
It's really hard to raise money when you're dealing with all those resolutions, Senator Hunoff. Any other personal privileges? Okay, we're going to move along. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 12, 14, 29, 54, 55, 59, 64, 89, 91, 93, and 100 and find the same correctly enrolled. Also, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 50 and 52 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:05 a.m. February 27, 2014, respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair. The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1078 and 1150 and recommends due pass, and recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Stacey Phelps to the South Dakota Board of Education consent calendar. Senator Sohol, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources has had under consideration House Bills 1184 and recommends due pass, and House Bill 1097, which was tabled. Senator Krebs, Chair. Committee on Appropriations has had under consideration House Bill 1013 and recommends due pass. Senator Peters, Chair. Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1100, which was deferred to the 41st day, and recommends advice and consent to the appointment of Kevin Kroll to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, the reappointment of Kenneth Albers to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, reappointment of David Nelson, Pardons and Paroles, and reappointment of Kay Nicholas to Pardons and Paroles, all on the consent calendar. Senator Teason, Chair. Committee on Commerce and Energy has had under consideration House Bill 1106 and 1132 and recommends do pass House Bill 1154 and 1163 and recommends do pass consent, and also recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Doyle Estes to the South Dakota Lottery Commission consent calendar. Senator Holeen, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bills 12, 14, 29, 54, 55, 59, 64, 89, 91, 93, and 100, which have passed the House without change. I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bill 103, which has been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1025, 1026, 1027, 1028, 1029, 1030, 1031, and 1032, which have been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions or resolutions?
Senator Brown moves that House Bill 1112 be referred from the Committee on Education to the Committee on Appropriations.
All those in favor of that re-referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
House Concurrent Resolution 1025, a concurrent resolution reaffirming the value of South Dakota's groundwater resources and recognizing the need for ongoing evaluation of our groundwater management. House Bill 1026, a concurrent resolution urging restoration of funding to the Railroad Trust Fund. HCR 1027, a concurrent resolution commending, honoring, and thanking each of the current and former congressmen and congresswomen who have served South Dakota. HCR 1028, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to repeal and defund Obamacare. HCR 1029, a concurrent resolution honoring world champion saddle bronc champion Chad Furley of Ulrich, South Dakota. HCR 1030, a concurrent resolution honoring National Finals Rodeo Barrel Racing Champion Lisa Lockhart of Ulrich, South Dakota. HCR 1031, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to provide federal funding in lieu of property taxes on Indian trust lands. HCR 1032, a concurrent resolution expressing support for the people of the Red Shirt community on the Pine Ridge Reservation.
HCR 1025, 1029, and 1030 are referred by the President Pro Tem to the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources. HCR 1026, Committee on Transportation. HCR 1027, Committee on State Affairs. 1028, Committee on Health and Human Services. 1031, Tax. 1032, Education. House Bills 1203 and 1208 were read on February 26th, and today President Pro Tem assigns House Bill 1203 to State Affairs and 1208 to Agriculture and Natural Resources. SCR 6 was read on February 25th, and President Pro Tem Brown assigns SCR 6 to the Committee on State Affairs. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rabe moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Local Government on HB 1087 is found on page 476. Also, transportation on House Bill 1120 is found on page 477 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consent calendar. Consent calendar are bills that passed the respective committees unanimously and are not up for debate. The committees actually vote to put them on this calendar. Any senator may pull it off to be debated, in this case on Monday, but questions may be asked on any of these bills, and in the Senate we vote on them together for efficiency purposes. So let's proceed with our consent calendar.
House Bill 1091, an act to allow municipalities and counties to adopt a property maintenance code. House Bill 1151, an act to revise certain deadlines and offices regarding budgetary planning for municipalities. House Bill 1043, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions regarding the regulation of aeronautics. House Bill 1200, an act to revise certain bank franchise tax provisions regarding net income and net operating losses.
House Bills 1091, 1151, and 1043 having received a second reading, and 1200, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Senators, any questions on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is final passage of House bills 1091, 1151, 1043, and 1200. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka. Excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell Donnell.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen. Excused. Chuck Jones.
Aye.
Tom Jones. Excused. Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas. Excused. Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke. Excused. White. Mr. President, there are ayes 35 excused.
Thank you. House bills 1091, 1151, 1043, and 1200, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? They're approved then. Second reading.
Senator Rabe moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, March 3rd, the 29th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators, I have quite a few bills to sign and don't want to hold you up. Obviously, we can adjourn with a few people if you want to get going. So at this time, we'll open it up for any other announcements. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation will meet at 9 o'clock on Monday and we'll be taking up HCR 1026, so you may want to take a look at it. 9 o'clock, HCR 1026 on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements? Okay. Safe travels, everyone. South Dakota Constitution requires that the President of the Senate read the title of bills that have passed both the House and the Senate, sign the same in open session. So at this time, the President is signing an act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations. That's Senate Bill 12. President signing an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the Board of Examiners of Counselors and Marriage and Family Therapists, Senate Bill 14.
Thank you, JP. Thank you.
President signing an act to revise certain provisions in statute and administrative rules regarding the regulation of campgrounds and the license fees for campgrounds, and to repeal administrative rules regulating primitive campgrounds, full-service campgrounds, limited-service campgrounds, and temporary campgrounds. Senate Bill 29. President signing an act to revise the definition of a boat dealer and vehicle dealer and dealer of mobile homes or manufactured homes, and to revise certain penalties for selling motor vehicles, snowmobiles, mobile homes, manufactured homes, or boats without a license. That is Senate Bill 54. President signing an act to repeal the contractor's excise tax on certain new or expanded power production facilities, Senate Bill 55. President signing an act to increase the penalty for trafficking of vehicle license plates into decals, to prohibit and provide a penalty for the unauthorized transfer of a vehicle license plate or decal, and to impose a penalty for altering or forging certain vehicle registration cards, Senate Bill 59. President signing an act to require a waiting period prior to the adoption of new uniform content standards and to provide for an opportunity for public comment for all new content standards. That's Senate Bill 64. President signing an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the medical department of the National Guard. That's Senate Bill 89. President signing an act to revise certain licensure definitions and provide certain regulatory powers to municipalities. Senate Bill 91. President signing an act to define liquid natural gas to revise certain provisions regarding the collection of the motor vehicle fuel tax and apply motor vehicle tax to all fuels used to propel a motor vehicle. Senate Bill 93. President signing an act to provide for the filling of a vacancy if no person is elected to succeed an elected official in municipality. Senate Bill 100. President is signing an act to revise the penalty or for late penalty or the additional or original registration tax on an aircraft, House Bill 1042. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of captive insurance companies, House Bill 1051. President signing an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding county highways, House Bill 1090. And the President is signing an act to provide for the retrospective payment of clean claims for covered services provided by a healthcare professional during the credentialing period, House Bill 1157. Thank you, ma'am. Any other announcements? Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator White moves that Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Safe travels.